3 months from the midterms. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. And stark contrasts are being drawn on which party is better for the nation.
GOP Congressman Andy Biggs of Kentucky blames President Biden and Democrats for a strain on Americans' wallets.
They're paying more for virtually everything. Gas prices have doubled. There's an energy crisis in this country.
Democratic House member Sean Patrick Maloney of New York counters, saying fuel costs are down and inflation is easing.
Not where we want it to be, but we're making real progress. The other side, of course, has no plan to lower costs. They only have a ploy to win power for themselves.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. Democrats hope to at least hold slim majorities in the House and Senate after November 8th. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And there are more questions than answers after the recent FBI raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach. The top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Mike Turner, reacts on CBS's Face the Nation.
The mystery sort of here deepens because we know Attorney General Garland himself has taken responsibility, said he approved it. And the American public want the attorney general focused on issues like human and drug smuggling at the border. They were Chinese espionage, out of control crime in our cities. But if you're going to turn to the former president, they want to make certain that this is to the highest level.
A federal judge is ordering the Justice Department to reveal part of the affidavit used to justify searching Trump's home. Plus, a federal appeals court temporarily blocked a lower court's order requiring Republican Senator Lindsey Graham from testifying before a special grand jury that's investigating possible illegal efforts to overturn President Trump's 2020 election results in Georgia. A subpoena had instructed Graham to appear on Tuesday, but Graham's lawyers appealed to the 11th Circuit, and a three-judge panel Sunday granted their request. The appeals court has now instructed a lower court to determine whether Graham should be exempt from answering certain kinds of questions given his status as a federal lawmaker. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Viruses recently found in Jerusalem, New York, and London were mutated versions of viruses that first originated in vaccines meant to stamp out the disease. For years, global health officials have used an oral vaccine in an attempt to wipe out the disease in its last remaining strongholds in countries such as Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Nigeria. In recent weeks, though, scientists have found evidence of polio spreading within Israel, the U.S., and Britain. Genetic data shows that the viruses were linked to the oral vaccine itself. Plus, at the end of this month, schools in Philadelphia could be hurt by a possible workers' strike.
The local union representing workers in the Philadelphia school district, such as bus drivers, custodians, and others, voting yes on a potential strike if they can't come to an agreement with the school district by August 31st. The message is clear from SEIU 32BJ Workers Union. We will strike if we don't get what we want and demand from the School District of Philadelphia.
That's Fox Philadelphia's Marcus Espinoza. Meanwhile, a Louisiana mother and daughter are facing animal cruelty charges after their online dog training video draws outrage.
The Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post last week that 52-year-old Tina Frey and her 21-year-old daughter Victoria Brimer had been charged with two counts of aggravated cruelty to animals and could face additional charges. Officials arrested the pair after they were notified of a social media video that showed Frey hitting a Cane Corso dog on the head with a riding crop. Frey owns Cypress Arrow Kennel and Canine Academy. Frey's attorney, Brad Drell, says his client is innocent and that she and her daughter were trying to prevent the dog, who weighs over 100 pounds, from biting them. Frey and Brimer were released on $10,000 bond.
Fox's Laura Cantor, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.